Okay, I guess I'm supposed to make a statement here about what we've been doing so far today. We got the crew up at 7:39, which is on schedule. Started breakfast 8:24, which is on schedule, of course, and started suiting 8:54. Just put the helmets and gloves on and be relaxing for about the next 10 minutes and should be departing the suit room in about that time. Be down here in approximately 12 minutes and ready to go. It's a beautiful day out here and everybody's happy this morning and ready to fly. I guess the normal question of what we had for breakfast, I always say steak and eggs, except this morning it's a little bit different because it's a TV type steak and egg dinner and it ain't very good. The crew had to suffer through that one, but then that's one of the penalties for flying a mission. The rest of us had bacon and eggs. Are there any questions? I'll answer them. Otherwise, we'll get back to work and see you in about 10 minutes. How's my what? Oh, not very well at this point. It's going to get better in about 6 months. Thank you.
That was the director of flight crew training, Deke Slayton. For breakfast this morning, the crew was joined by Deke Slayton, by the backup pilots, by backup command pilot Stu Russo, backup lunar module pilot Ed Mitchell, by NASA security man Charles Buckley, and by Dave Ballard, the Apollo 16 flight crew support team leader. Now, T-minus 3 hours, 20 minutes, 59 seconds, and counting, this is Kennedy Launch Control.